चीनी मंडी .com पॉडकास्ट।
सेंसेक्स एंड निफ्टी फॉल फॉर सिक्स स्ट्रेच सेशन। येस बैंक जूम्स 31%। Continuing its fall for the sixth stretch session on Thursday, the benchmark BSE Sensex dropped 158 points, led by losses in IT, metal and energy stocks amid sustained foreign fund outflows and mixed global cues. The 30-share index, after shuttling between 35,799.42 and 36,109, finally settled 157 points or 0.44% down at 35,876. It had lost 840 points in the previous five sessions. The broader NSE Nifty lost over 47.60 points or 0.44% to end at 10,746. Intraday, it shuttled between 10,718 and 10,792. Selling was more pronounced in oil and gas, IT, metal, PSU and state-run oil marketing company stocks that dragged the key indices to the negative territory. Energy stocks cracked as fresh concern about rising crude oil prices surfaced, with Brent crude oil futures zooming 1.26% to US$64.41 per barrel after Saudi Arabia, world's top crude exporter, said it would cut crude exports and its production. Sustained foreign fund outflow and fresh weakness in the rupee against the dollar too impacted domestic market sentiments, the broker said. Foreign portfolio investors sold shares worth Rs. 676.63 crore, while domestic institutional investors bought shares worth Rs. 713.10 crore on Wednesday. Top losers in the Sensex pack include Bharti Airtel, Infosys, Asian Paints, RIL, Coal India, HDFC Bank, TCS, ONGC, M&M, falling up to 3.09%. On the other hand, Yes Bank was triggered gainer, rallying 30.73% after the company said that the RBI has not found any divergence in the asset clarification and provisioning done by the lender during 2017 and 18. Other gainers include Tata Motors, Sun Pharma, IndusInd Bank, Bajaj Finance, ICICI Bank, Hero MotoCorp, rising up to 3.17%. Mixed leads from other Asian bourses escalated the selling pace, but a higher opening of European shares helped them trim losses to some extent. Meanwhile, inflation based on wholesale prices fell to a 10-month low of 2.76% in January over the previous month of softening prices of fuel and some food items, according to the government data. The wholesale price index based inflation stood at 3.8% in December 2018 and 3.02% in January 2018.